Well, the figure is such a big thing. You know, we are talking over 17 million people affected by displacement of one kind or another, natural and man-made. And this is a lot of people to be in misery. And therefore, African leaders decided that they should address the problem. And Uganda was chosen to host this special summit.
Now, of course, Uganda has experienced its own problems. Many people were displaced in the north during the civil war. You're bordered by the DRC, many displaced there. How do you even go about beginning to tackle this problem?
Well, we hit it head on because Uganda had a tradition of handling refugees. We have had refugees from Congo soon after the problem of independence. We have had refugees from Sudan, refugees from Rwanda, and recently refugees from Kenya. And we also had our own internal problems arising out of the Kony rebellion. And as a result of that, we've been able to come up with policies that have been outstanding. For example, our law on refugees is well known, probably the best in the world, because refugees are not in camps, they are in settlements, and they are able to produce their food. In some cases, they are able to produce more food than even the local population around them. And when we also had the IDPs in the north, we came out with a policy on IDPs, on how to handle the IDPs. And that has enabled us not only to handle the people in the camps, but also now leave the camps and settling back home as Kony migrated under pressure, of course, to the Congo.
Why is it better to have settlements, as you describe them, instead of camps, for example, run by the UN Refugee Agency?
Well, you see, a camp life is so miserable, and especially when it's long-term. For example, you see Congolese who have been here for more than 30 years, 40 years. If they were in the camps, they would have been miserable. For us, the refugees access schools, they produce food. They are not really in the camp life where life would be miserable. Many of the current leaders in Uganda experience refugee status. And to be a refugee is the most miserable thing you could ever experience. So we have tended to be more humane than other countries.
Now, this is a problem that has many facets to it. Besides dealing with the actual IDPs and refugees, you have to deal with the political issues that caused them in the first place, do you not?
That's right. For example, we now have about 50,000 Congolese in Uganda. We don't know how soon the situation will change. So when people can produce their own food and they are complemented with the humanitarian assistance, you have some semblance of normal life.
Sir, is this one of those issues where it's an African solution to an African problem?
That's right. That's why there is this special summit, because now the objectives are very, very clear. Identify ways of preventing forced displacement, improve the protection of victims of forced displacement, strengthen measures to meet the specific needs of displaced women and children. As you know, the most vulnerable are women and children, and devise strategies to reduce the impact of natural disasters. For example, we are now preparing against El Nino and strengthening partnerships with the international community.
Sir, when does the summit open?
The summit starts on the 19th of October, and then it ends on the 23rd. The heads of state come just somewhere in the middle. The recommendation is that we come out with a Kampala Convention, like we talk of the Geneva Convention. So it's the historic occasion for Uganda and for Africa as a whole.